Welcome to the Wallace Show After Castle, the stuff that we did not get to during the course of the day today. I'll let you choose, Lady Rock. Would you like to talk about protests on college campuses supporting Palestine, or would you rather do your birthday gifts?
Are we going to have to do the protests and all that either way?
No, that's one of my gifts to you.
Oh, I'd rather get it out of the way then.
Oh, let's do it.
Just get it over with.
No, not do it at all.
Oh, not do it at all? Oh, yeah, then,
or
yeah.
Your presence, either one.
Yeah, presence. Go ahead.
That's sad that you chose that.
Because if she chooses the presence, does that mean we have to talk about it?
No. Oh. No. I didn't know. That got really confusing, then, and I don't think it needed to be.
Yeah.
Would you like to do your presence or talk about...
Presence.
There you go.
All the way.
You know what? Maybe it was my fault. Maybe I set it up wrong.
Yeah,
or something.
I thought you were saying, which do you want to do first? And I'd rather get the Palestine out of the way.
No. I was gonna let that one go.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather celebrate all things Betty Rock.
Yay!
Because her birthday is coming up on Sunday, but we're going to be in support drive next week and actually starting tomorrow. And so we decided to celebrate with our potties today instead of doing it on the regular show, because those people don't deserve it, quite honestly. They don't deserve
these
Betty's goodness.
These people know you.
Yeah, and so we thought we'd have some fun here. So it's a very Bucky's birthday again. Now, I have told Betty that there are a couple presents in there. One is one I'm super proud of, but it's a cheap present, but I think you will absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. One is going to feel a little weird till I explain it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know the order that they're in there, so you can just go through them and bring them out. Now, the first thing is all of your gifts are in a giant Bucky's bag.
And it is awesome.
I'm going to need the bag back.
No, you're not getting the bag.
I like the bag. I'm going to need the bag back.
I would want the bag.
It's a reusable Bucky's bag, and it is adorable.
It's so cute.
Yeah, okay. So now, let's go through some presents here. Some of these were from Bucky's. Others were from other places. Yes.
That's awesome.
A Bucky's party plate?
Yes. What do you love from Chewy's?
Queso? Oh, they're a jalapeno dip.
Yes. And you can put the jalapeno dip in the middle.
And the chips around it.
I thought that was going to be a cat toy.
I thought
that there was going to be like a ball or something.
No, because she always brings chip dip home in the plastic or the styrofoam container. You can just sit it right in the middle, pour your chips around it, and dive face first into it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's clever.
Yeah. So
well
there you
done.
Go. Thank
good
you.
Job. So simple.
Like
so
that.
Good.
Okay. Bucky's are geniuses.
Oh, a window decal.
A Bucky's window decal.
How cute is that?
I thought, why should it just be your birthday and not Jubal's too?
Oh, and I even get a bonus decal.
A small one.
This little one. Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Bucky's knows how to treat their customers.
They do, right?
Very simple. Love it.
Oh.
PJ pants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bucky's pajama pants.
She said that. She did say that.
She said she wanted Bucky's pajama pants, and you have Bucky's pajama pants now.
What a crime that we don't have one of these in town yet.
I know. It's too far away. It's like 2 hours away is the closest one.
So cute.
Bucky's pajama pants. Is there a little thing like in a cardboard thing over there? Like, feel around.
Oh, in a bag.
Oh, in a bag. Yeah, pull that out. Okay. Yeah, this is the gift that I absolutely adore. We found this at a place in Georgia, and my wife held it up, and I read it, and I'm like, we have to get that for Betty. So go ahead and pull it out. It's a dish towel, a tea towel, but you have to read it.
It's going to have to say something very cute.
Does this towel smell like chloroform to you?
With all of her love of crime shows, I could not picture a more perfect present for Betty Lou.
It's really great. Thank you.
Oh, man. That's funny.
And there should be one more in there.
Oh, man.
Oh.
No, in the big bag. There should be one more present in the big bag.
That's funny.
Okay.
That was really good.
Okay, now this is the one I probably have to explain.
Did you buy her leggings? You weirdo.
Okay, let me explain
it. Black leggings?
Yes, I bought you leggings, and here's why. You and I were talking. I want to show you that I listened to you. You and I were talking, and you have like one pair of black leggings
that you really wear. Only have one?
And she has one pair of black leggings. And she wears them, and she's always like, you know, these are just cheap. They're just cheap ones. They're just the cheap ones. And, you know, people waste money on expensive ones all the time. And I think it's just dumb.
Do they always?
I think that there might be a difference between cheap leggings and good ones. And so they're not Lululemon because that's crazy.
I'm not worth
Lululemon. No, because it's a test. They're Ari, so they're good that leggings. Good. And so I want it because I knew Ari. You would never spend the money to test them.
No.
And so this is a test for you to see if you like higher quality leggings and if there is an actual difference. And you can actually report on us to them. You can report on them to us if they actually do feel different or
if they. Yeah.
Like they feel high quality if you're just holding them.
Yeah, they feel soft and nice.
Yeah, see, there might be a difference after all of that. You know, you might have found I need to be in good leggings.
But I hope not. Why? Because then I'll have to spend the money.
I know. It's a double-edged sword.
You know, advancing her bougie.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Because we're talking the non-bougie is on the table with all of her Bucky's stuff.
Yes.
And then you went and bought her nice leggings.
So I am curious if will be something. If you actually can tell a difference. So where I'm like, can't do anything in support drive, but I'd love to know next week if they actually feel different.
I will update you.
Yeah.
This towel, though.
That towel is my favorite.
That's fantastic.
This towel smells like chloroform to
you.
Everything is so wonderful. Yeah. I love it all. Thank you.
Well, we love you.
Good
happy
job.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Gavin has something for you, too.
Oh, he does?
I couldn't get creative. I'll never compete creatively.
And he had a lot going on this week.
But we'll you never miss.
Chick-fil-A!
Yay!
You never miss.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can never miss with a Chick-fil-A gift card for Betty Lou.
Oh, you can't. I love me some Chick-fil-A. So, thank you, guys.
There you go. Happy birthday, Lady Rock.
Thank you. I'm planning on I'm getting together with some friends on Friday night, so that'll be good.
Oh, save it for weekend plans.
Well, we won't be doing an aftercast tomorrow.
I know. We'll do weekend plans today.
Right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Ignore everything I just
said.
Okay.
You know what? Let's do it out of order. We'll go weekend plans.
Oh, okay.
Weekend plans. Evan's got a weekend plans because there will be no aftercast tomorrow.
I'm going to meet up with some friends and we're going to hang out, play games and all that. Just keep it low key. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, it's become a tradition now. I'd say maybe for 5 years that my parents and I, we go to catfish camp to celebrate my birthday and Mother's Day.
Love it.
And so we feed the catfish, eat good catfish,
that'll be
drink
good.
Some tea.
That's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a get together Saturday night that I know you were invited to, Gavin, myself. Gavin, are you going?
Mm-mm.
No?
He's got to go all the way back to Franklin. He's in Nashville.
Yeah. We had it feels bad because it was for, you know, like hanging out with Chad, celebrate, you know, watching a horse racing.
And, yeah, the horse racing takes like 3 minutes. Yeah. It's really just a get together with friends.
Mm-hmm. I just already committed to a different horse racing party.
Oh, you what? There's two horse racing parties?
Oddly enough. I know Chad does
one
every year.
What are the odds of that?
What are the odds that it's one that Phil, your other bestie, is hosting Gavin was going to?
No. Phil's going to be at this one because I asked Phil.
He's definitely going to.
Phil got a boat, and so I was like,
Phil got a boat?
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's been talking about it for a while, so he was like,
that's awesome.
We had a family meeting. We decided to get a boat, and so I was asking him, hey, do you want to go on your boat and I'll bring my foil out and I'll meet you somewhere and we'll be on the water. But I think the weather might not be good Saturday. And he goes, oh yeah, but we have that party to go to as well. So he's planning on being there.
About Chad's party.
No. I was going to go early and then be able to do both.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm going to be there. Chad dresses up. Pastor Chad, he takes this party
seriously. Because it's the Kentucky Derby. You get fancy for that.
And I've never been a Kentucky Derby fan. I could care less, but I like Chad. And it was fun like last year when we went. But yeah, he dresses up and stuff.
Are you going to dress up?
No.
Bummer.
No.
You're not going to get one of those fancy big hats?
No, my wife told me, she's like, you should wear a big hat. I'm like,
you should.
I'm like, just give me one of yours. No.
Then Sunday is church. I have to help with the kids, I believe, but I'm not
sure. Don't get sick.
Oh, not in support drive. Call in sick to church.
Yeah.
Call in sick to church.
Dude,
I cannot have you go down. Every time you do that, you get sick, and I cannot have you go down during support drive.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I will say one thing, though. Speaking of Pastor Chad, he showed us a photo.
Stop.
Gavin to ask the Lord to come back sooner rather than later. But it is starting, the cicadas are starting to show up here in the south.
I would rather get in another car accident.
The Lord listens. Be careful.
Every summer, cicadas do come out, but they're just not as prevalent as they are going to be this year.
Right.
There's something about every 7 years or something, like a new breed of them.
It's like every seven, every 13.
Yeah.
And now there's this crossover that's happening at the same time.
You really put a lot into this.
Dude, I was in church. I missed about 20 minutes of a sermon one day, like doing like research on this.
On cicadas.
Really?
Yeah. If you don't know what a cicada looks like, look it up. They look like they're from hell themselves.
They're ugly, yeah.
But they're huge, and they're so big that their wings can't even handle them. They'll just land on you.
Do you think it's like, that'd be a pretty girl's name though? Hi, cicada. If you say it like that, cicada.
Cicada.
Yeah, like, cicada. Yeah, cicada. That'd be great.
But anyways, at Chad's place, that's the reason Gavin's not going, is because Chad was showing us the photo and there's cicadas already on his home. Yeah. So they're already over there. They're coming for us.
I'm scared to go back home. Now that I know that they're arising from this feels like The Walking Dead to me.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this.
I get it. They're creepy. And when you see them in mass, it's bad.
What's fun is when they shed their skin, so they leave the shell.
Yeah.
Those are fun to scare people with.
Their whole exoskeleton is just like stuck to a tree. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, and then you can pick it up and it'll cling to your shirt.
Yeah.
I remember one year when I was growing up, we lived out in the boonies. My dad had to get off, like there was a ditch in front of our house, and he'd get down there and he'd just chop everything
down.
That
was where the plumbing went.
Exactly. That's where the manure went. Anyway, he would come in, he would be covered in those little shells, but he'd do it on purpose. Like he'd find them all throughout there and he'd stick them all over
Danny
his jeans,
Ray's so
his
great.
Shirt and his hat, and he'd come walking in and scare me to death.
Yeah. I got a pet for you too.
A pet cicada. You know what though? You could probably tie some dental floss to one of those cicadas and it would fly around. It's that big.
Yeah.
It's as big as your thumb.
Yeah, their eyes are on the sides of their head like sharks, and they're just like a hammerhead shark. They're just a creepy looking.
Gavin has his eyes closed. He looks like he's gonna throw up.
I love that you're like, I'd rather get in another car accident. By the way, like I didn't see the post that you did of this. Is it very clear that it's Gavin's car?
Yeah, I put Gavin's name on it.
Okay. Like, was it got in a car accident, blah, 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 I'm Gavin, or was it?
- Gavin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, I'm the one
saying.
People
didn't read that far.
Well, that's their problem.
I got so many texts from people going, oh my gosh, I just saw the accident that you were in.
And
I'm so glad your wife and you were okay.
And that's how rumors get started. Yeah. That's how people post
read
things
the whole thing.
That aren't true. You know, you go on and on about how people just read the headlines and then that's it.
Cicada!
Gavin thought there was a cicada on his shoulder. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
They don't read all the way through. And it's not even that long of a post.
So thankful you guys are unhurt. And then everyone had to go, oh, it's not me. We're fine. It was Gavin and his wife.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. No. Like people I haven't heard from in a while.
Oh, like, that's how you get them out of the woods.
Yeah, I guess so.
And just to be disappointed with, nope, not really.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Why did I message him?
Back to cicadas, though. You're not going to want to mow your lawn because they're attracted to noise. So when you're mowing your lawn, they're just going to be like,
you should get a beekeeper's outfit to get in and out of your house.
I've thought of like literal outfits. Like I've thought of like, okay, like when I get the dogs, because for me, the hard part, like I wish I could just send my dogs off. I thought about this where maybe I could send Jasper and Ellie to somebody's house for 5 weeks or so or however.
You're going to be months.
How long?
3 months at least.
No, it's not going to be 3 months of this. I've heard it's only going to be about 4 or 5 weeks.
That's what you're hoping.
That's what I've
never,
heard.
That's like, in all the times that they talk about all the outbreaks or the locust swarm, the swarms of them, I've never seen that. Like, even here, when they said it was going to be bad, it wasn't. You'd see like 10 of them, like, okay.
I thought it was last summer. They hyped up cicadas last summer, or maybe a summer before that. They really hyped it up. And then I don't remember seeing too many. Now, having seen Chad's house, that does
There are a lot of his.
That does frighten me. And he said that that's the early state of things.
And then you wonder, like, are those going to be gone by, like, this weekend at his house? Or is his party going to get ruined? Because he's worked hard to build, like, this porch and everything. And, well, fortunately, he screened it in. So.
Well, the thing is, too, like, they were going to use them to feed chickens with.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, like, they keep chickens.
Mm-hmm. Birds will love them. Birds will get big and fat because they'll eat them all.
When he moved here, he moved at just the right time in the real estate market. And he was able to buy a house in an area that he should not be able to live in, working as a pastor on a radio station.
It makes me sick.
I know it's wrong.
I'm jealous.
But he bought in this area that's like a really nice area in this place called Franklin, and it's rich, it's pretentious, it's difficult to like get building permits there to do things. They're so specific and precise, but for some reason, this place where he lives lets you keep chickens. Like, it's
of
the weirdest thing.
Sure,
of all the things, these upper crust, uppity so-and-sos, like, the way they live, and then they're like, oh, yeah, but you can have chickens. What? Mm-hmm. In what world is that okay, you know? Mm-hmm. So he has chickens, but he used to have a farm back in Colorado, and so he's used to it, and he built them all up. They're actually soft. I was over there the other day.
You pet
and
his chickens?
I pet his chickens. Yeah, it was pretty weird. But yeah, it was kind of cool.
Did you see a cicada?
No.
It's not time yet. Chad's had a really, I feel like, interesting just history for with his career related, like doing some work on, like, with farm stuff. He did
roofing, painting.
Yeah. He did a long era where he worked at Starbucks while he was church planting.
Yeah.
And now he's settled down with us.
I know. Yeah, he should thank his lucky stars every day. This is a sweet gig if you're a prayer pastor.
A lot of
what are you doing in your office? Yeah, just praying for people.
Really? I know the other day
looks like you're playing Sudoku. Oh, no.
The other day I walked in there to ask him a question, and he was putting in some Bibles, like doing like a Bible mail out thing. And he was just sitting there watching, like on his computer, watching whatever he was watching on TV or whatever. Like watching TV as he's putting Bibles in envelopes. I could do that.
Yeah, you could do that, Gabe.
Please.
I love manual labor.
Oh, yeah. Something nice about that. Just one, like when your job is done. I've told somebody the other day, I said, because our job doesn't stop. Like people think it stops. It doesn't stop. It's a 24-hour job. Like you wake up and you're thinking about it and you go to work and you work and you do it. And then you go home and you think about it and then you write and you do stuff. And it's just constantly on you. And I was thinking about this the other day. Like when I finally decide to stop doing this, I don't know if I'll love it or hate it. Like, because there's part of me that, like, if I went to work somewhere else just for fun, like, would I like the, I did this at work and then I shut it down and I didn't think of it again.
Yeah.
You know, and there's part of me that, like, thinks that's really attractive, you know, to not worry about this, to not be handling people's emails right before you go to bed, you know, because I take all of that stuff seriously. But boy, I don't know.
But then those times where you're checking your mail and you don't feel like you can just leave work where it's at, you could use that to work on your woodworking, to quilt.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but yes.
But you did. Didn't you? Sewing? Quilt.
I've sewed you a dress that one time.
You did some sewing.
Yeah, I've done that.
I've worked on other things. A lot of things you could do with your time.
I made a scarf once.
You could play a lot of video games.
Oh, I know. I'm spending a lot of time with my driving game. Like too much time
with
the steering wheel. Yeah, the Gran Turismo. Mm-hmm. I'm spending way too much time on it to where I'm thinking about it a lot. And when I was driving home, I had a 6.5-hour drive, and I drove home. And then we got in. I put the suitcases up, and I sat down on my couch, and then drove
and did more
with the Gran Turismo for an hour. And my wife has now said too, she's like, before we go to church, you can't drive your Gran Turismo game in the morning before church. I'm like, why? She's like, because you drive aggressively like you drive in the game on the way to church. Like I pass people really tight.
That says something.
I brake late going into turns.
Oh my word.
Well, yeah, just because it's in your head. You're like, okay, I'm gonna take this turn as fast as I can. I'm gonna brake late.
No.
Or if you're going at on the game, you're going at it and you know someone's gonna brake early. You wait to brake, so you pass them, then you jam the brakes, and then you turn. And so, like, that, it makes me drive something like that in real life.
Really scary.
Yeah, yeah. So she's like, on Sundays at least, no more.
But we all have our hang-ups. Like, yours is the driving thing and the TikTok.
Yeah.
gosh, I can easily swing onto the TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you're on that bandwagon. That's one I know you can't judge me.
I try not to. Yeah, I try not to. But I like to do a lot of housework. I'll do, like, the laundry and cleaning.
You like to do that?
Organizing, yeah.
Do you really?
Keeps me, like, if I, it, that's my type of activity.
Yeah.
Because I'm not about to go and run outside, but I can...
Yeah, like I'm going mountain biking. Gregor Bears is back in town,
Gregor Bears.
He rented a bike, and we went riding yesterday.
They actually got a tandem bike. It's really weird.
Yeah, there's only one mountain tandem bike in existence, and we found it. it's funny because they say, like, oh, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget. No, you forget. You forget how to ride a bike in the woods. That's for sure. Like, I'm literally maybe, I don't know, a quarter of a mile into the ride, and I hit this stump, and I almost go off of a cliff.
Oh,
like,
of
just
course.
Out of nowhere.
The one and only stump that you could hit.
My toe hit it on the pedal, and it took me, instantly flipped me 90 degrees to where there was just a straight drop off, and I almost went off that. And I think Greg just heard me go, oh, no! There was another time I was going down a hill, and I thought I was going to have to bail, and you just hear the audio of going, oh, no, 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 no. Okay, I'm good, you know. So
your poor, what do you call them? Your angel?
Kidneys?
Your
My guardian angel?
Guardian angel.
Yeah.
I bet your guardian angel has a smoking habit.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly having to just look out for you. That's going to be hard.
Yeah, it was, but those were the only two. So then you get rusty, as it were. Mm. And so I'm glad that I'm getting unrusty, because in like 3 weeks I'm going to Bentonville, which is
Bentonville,
a really great Arkansas with a bunch of mountain bike trails and big hard ones, like difficult ones. And so I'm like, okay, I got to get my legs back under
me. Me and my electric bike. We've got to get better.
I do. Or I'll end up hurt, and I don't want to end up hurt again. So.
Well, we were going through weekend plans. What are you doing?
My wife's leaving.
Where? She's leaving? Like, yeah.
She's had enough.
No. Oh, took her this
enough.
Long to see it?
I know. Oof. So, I'm going to need some help with a Tinder profile.
No. Get out of
Good this luck guy. With that.
Yeah, Betty's like, I know how that works. So she's going to Atlanta to watch, like, my nephew that's got CP. He needs help. And, like, his mom had this trip planned even before her husband died. And so it's good for her to go on this. Mm-hmm. So she's going
to
go. So
she's been going back to Atlanta like a lot.
She's helping out.
It's because of all this. I get that. Is it, do you think, like, really, is it helpful for her to be back there to feel like helping and to be near?
Truth be told, I know she doesn't really want to do this, but she's doing it because she's a good person.
Oh, 100%.
And it's good for our sister-in-law, you know. But like, they have two big dogs that she doesn't really care for, and she has to she's like, taking care of Noah's easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
get him to
his school and his work easy. It's the dogs that are the problem that she, and it's supposed to rain, and you have to wipe their, you know, all the problems.
I was talking to Haley about it yesterday that. Like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I wonder who's going to be our babysitter someday, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of thought about it. I'm like, man, they're going to have to be our babysitter and our dog sitter.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be fun.
Yeah, if you find the good one like that.
I've got an email I've got to really go through of somebody who offered up good advice for bringing a baby home to dogs.
So oh, that's a good idea.
I'm excited to look into that because I think that'll be hard.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do all the things that I don't normally get to do, or when my time gets split when she's home and we need to spend time together. Like, there's things that I don't do.
Like those times where you have said before in the past, I get to do what I want to do, not what I have to do.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Like, no.
Which
so
sounds
like,
so loving.
I know.
We made all the jokes early on about Haley and the gap weeks, but
yeah,
man, sometimes
that's true. Someone else is experiencing the gap weeks.
Do I miss her? Absolutely. But I do get more things done, or I get some things done that I've wanted to get done.
You're a self-sustaining man.
And it's not that it's a bad thing.
Is it not? Is it not so much the things you need to get done, but it's things you want to do without feeling the guilt?
Yes.
Well, it's not
like
even so much.
Like, you're upstairs playing your little video game and you don't feel the guilt.
She never makes me feel guilty about stuff like that. She'll sit there and read while I play the game. She knows it's like an outlet for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's so good about that. I know some wives are on their husband. Well, you're playing a game and not spending time with me. But it's just the daily routine of being together with somebody, you eat together, or you spend time watching TV shows together. So like, we'll watch a lot of TV shows mm-hmm. to be together. And like, when she's gone, I don't have to do that. I don't watch as much TV. I do more things, you mm-hmm. know, like that I'll be out in my garage making something, you know, mm-hmm. and I like that. Cause she never makes me feel guilty, but sometimes I feel guilty if I'm literally going to go build something and it's going to take me on a Saturday 8 hours to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there the whole day and she's just sitting inside. So I feel guilty of that. Mm. So when she's gone, that's when I'm like, oh, good, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And
oh,
I lay it
great.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So I think
that's... And you get to eat what you want.
Yep.
I do. But the problem is, when she was gone before, I started doing a thing where I'm like, I'm cooking, I'm making things I want. I got really industrious. And then like the last time she was gone, I'm like, I don't want to eat. Like, I don't want to make anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So like I got so lazy that, I mean, I literally, yeah. I made mashed potatoes that you put water in the microwave for 2.5 minutes, you put the potatoes in them, and I had that for 2 days of my meals. I literally had mashed potatoes and ketchup for 2 days for dinner. That's how lazy I got.
The thing is that like you would be an excellent at surviving certain kinds of torture.
Yeah.
I think. If they put you in somewhere, they're like, you're not going to eat for days. Okay. You're not going to drink water for days. You know, that's just my life right
Done.
Now.
Yeah, it's what I do now.
My wife leaves. That's just everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That is so fascinating.
Gavin.
So, yeah, I think we're going to go over to our friend's Kentucky Derby party.
Uh-oh. You don't have to drive too far, do you?
Oh, my gosh. You should walk.
Don't be going to people's houses. You don't need to do that.
But then other than that, it's just a lot of rest. We're still sore. Are you? There's going to be a lot of laying around and getting house stuff done.
Did you get the crib remade?
No.
You planned on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I did plan on it. Something got in the way.
Yeah.
So I'll still do that eventually. But I think
he's like, my buddy canceled. I need my buddy here to fix this.
I need his his drill.
You need a drill. You need to buy a drill.
Well, like Wally was saying, we've got Sport Drive starting up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And all vacation. Next week. And so it's not vacation. I don't know why Wally keeps saying it's vacation
because it drives
not, because
you nuts.
You're the one that's gonna have to pay for it because you're gonna wake up in the morning and you're gonna be like, wait, no, oh, I gotta do support.
No, I'm gonna come in tomorrow and I'm gonna wear flip flops. I might even have zinc oxide on my nose, like for the sun.
I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt.
Oh yeah, good for you. I might.
I'm gonna
wear
my Bucky's onesie.
Nice, yes. I love it. I love it. It's casual Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Like Will Ferrell. It's casual Friday.
I love America. You speak for all of us, Daryl. You're the man.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, do we have any birthdays or no?
We do.
Okay, let's do them real quick.
Solomon wants to wish his mom a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Solomon's mom. He said that she's the greatest mom I could ever ask
nice.
For.
Nice. Taking care of the moms. I love it.
Mm-hmm. He has an interesting question.
Okay.
How do Wally and Betty Rock, work together if they constantly are fighting? That's a great question, Solomon.
I just put up with it.
By it, I mean you.
I'm sorry.
That didn't make it any better, putting up with it. Gavin, does it make you nervous when we get in arguments?
No.
Okay, good.
It's not, no. No.
You're like our little boy, and I don't want you to...
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember the last time that any tension felt like real tension.
Right.
Because it's always...
There's a lot of humor.
It's
tension.
A lot of poking. It's a lot of prodding. But it's never... It's been a long time since it's been... Maybe, like, on one hand, anytime I can count serious tension that I've felt between you two in 5 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there were a couple of times back in the day... Where we didn't handle conflict well. I'll say probably me didn't handle conflict well with Betty, and then Betty could and I think we've both changed honestly because I used to not be able to tell you things because you would get butthurt about certain things like when it came to work like you took it because you take it seriously and you felt like you were letting people down or whatever and I was just trying to teach you things that I know and it made it hard to correct things. But then I was difficult to deal with on a personal level, you know, with things that I do that are, you know, bothersome or what have you. And so I think we both learned like how to constructively. And I think you, honestly, to anyone I've ever talked to, I will give you the credit for being proactive and going, hey, I feel we need to fix this so that we're good and we can handle things constructively. And mm-hmm. you were very, very proactive in that. And you approached it in a really intelligent way. Mm-hmm. And it landed with me. And then there were things that, you know, I was like, okay, I'm trying to make strides to, you know, do things that, you know, don't bother you, you know, and things like that.
Just trying to be a decent human being.
But see, that's the problem. Like when you do it like that, like, yeah.
I have learned.
Just, I'm trying to be a decent caterer.
Oh,
and
caterer?
Catering to your whims.
Oh, okay.
Now you're going to see the fight, Gavin.
You're catering and I'm tolerating. Got it. Okay. I have learned that with Wally, the bar that he sets for himself is super low.
Yes.
Okay. So if he just comes into society and he doesn't yell at someone, he considers that a good day.
Yeah. I'm Forrest Frank in that. Hey.
Whereas most of us are like, that's the bare minimum.
Right.
Okay. Now with him, he wants you to recognize the bare minimum that, well, I would consider bare minimum.
Yeah.
He would consider high quality.
Exactly.
Okay. So like the other day, he pointed out to me, and it was so true, and I gave him a good job sticker because I treat him like a little boy that he is.
Love it.
That I asked, because we're getting into those warmer months, and typically it gets pretty cold.
It's cold in the mornings in our office.
And so he has a heater at his desk, and so do I, and so we'll turn those on. And he would leave his on, and then we get to our office after the show was all over and done with, and it's like a sauna in there. It is like the back door hell in there.
It's so warm. I love it.
Horrible.
Yeah.
So anyways, I just asked him kindly. I said, hey, do you mind just turning off your heater when you're not using it so that we don't come back? No, he didn't do that. But
yeah. I turned it off.
But he did. He turned it off. And so I gave him a good job sticker. Now, I also have ready most of the time frowny face stickers.
I got one yesterday. I was proud of it.
See, this is the problem. You take pride in the horrible things that you do.
I do.
You take pride in being a pain in the butt.
Yes.
I'm so bummed that our sticker chart was a 1 month thing.
I know, because it was pretty great.
I really thought that was going to be a thing we stuck to for the whole year.
Well, should we turn the whiteboard into one?
We could do that, or like you could order
a calendar,
a dry erase calendar,
and we
can put it right in that place. You can get a 12-month calendar, and you could even just draw sticky smiley faces on there.
Can we create our own calendars with photos of us, like a photo shoot where like Gavin calendar,
nice.
A Wally calendar.
And we could have the star of the day. And
the classroom star.
It would
star.
Be pictures of you, each of you separately holding gold stars and smiling your goofy smile.
Yeah, I love where we're going with this.
And then we could have the loser of the day. Yeah, we could have like a little ceremony.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
The loser of the day sounds good to me too.
See, this is the problem.
Like I've always said, like we do a thing here at work. We do a thing like every month, I guess, they highlight people that are, you know, doing a great job and they're, you know, like living up the values and stuff like that.
Company values.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I ever win one of those, I've stopped doing my job. Because my job is to push the boundaries. My job is to make sure we are not status quo. My job is to not just get along, you know, and make everybody feel nice about themselves. My job is to tell you, no, that's not really good. We need to be better. Like, and so if I ever win one of those awards, then it's time for me to quit.
I'm gonna vote.
Don't nominate me. Do I'm not nominate me. No, because then I'll
Let's
be mad.
Do it.
No, do not do that. That is so not cool. That is so
for
not cool.
For you to get employee of the month.
I bet I can do this
I would be
now.
So sad.
Let's see.
Do
we
not.
Have to figure out how to do that. I think
do
it's on
not.
Reich.
It's on Reich.
I don't even know how to not do Reich.
Because they asked it.
See, that's another thing. He refuses to figure out a program that they have figured out for us at the company. And it's to help us communicate better. Well, Wally's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm gonna learn one more thing.
I'm not.
And so I have to do it for him. Okay. So once again, I hope you realize.
I set my boundaries.
Oh.
you say boundaries are important. I set some boundaries with the company and I've held to them.
So Solomon, I would like to say it is a wonder and it is God's grace in action that we have been here Almost 17 yeah. years.
Can I just tell you something?
Doing this.
Can I just tell you one last thing?
Let me say one more thing. Okay. I will say that I think everyone that we work with has yeah. gotten used to this because yeah. many yeah. multiple times I'm here yelling at you
yeah.
or you're yelling at me.
No yeah. reactions.
And there are no yeah. reactions.
Nope.
No Everybody's one comes to down yep. to check on what's going on.
Yep.
They just realize, mm-hmm. yeah.
Par for the course. Can I just say one thing?
What?
I love you.
Mm. So cheesy.
Right.
That's what I do. I love. I would.
You know what?
I would have worked with you.
You know
this
what?
Song
I'm gonna show. I'm gonna show your. I'm gonna show my appreciation
yeah,
to you
yeah.
by nominating you.
No, no,
right.
no,
no. Yes, I am.
No, here's the best part is it, because you have to come up with a good reason to nominate
no, she
me, and
can.
You would be lying. That would be perjury.
I'll find something. I mean, I'll really have to put some thought into it. But
one of our core values is the H. It's hungry. Like this, you're
and
always
you are,
you're hungry
you're
for
hungry.
Content for good content.
That's right. Right.
Man, he just loves good content. Every single day, he just feasts.
No crumbs.
No crumbs.
That was funny. I'm just telling you, please do not. Okay? I don't want to have to sit through that meeting. I don't want to have to sit there and like smile when everybody's like, hey!
Crazy is it that this is the way to get back with
is
him?
Is to make him look good.
Is to make him look good to
and
the
I
company.
Hate that.
Oh my gosh, Gavin, we have to like once support drive is over with, let's figure this yeah. out.
We gotta meet. Yeah, we can.
I'm begging you.
You'll be a part of the May appreciation.
What? I can't hear you.
If we're too ever, busy appreciating you.
If you've ever had the slightest care for me,
I don't.
Because I've told our bosses I should never win this award.
Right.
And so I don't need to have this happen.
This man
okay?
volunteers to pray this during man, our prayer meetings.
Yes, he's so humble that he does not even want to be shouted out for all the goodness that he does.
Yet we must. Yet we must.
We'll even both. Attach some calls of people saying, I don't know how I would do my morning without you.
I hate
on
you both. I really hate you both now.
It'll
I
be
take,
great.
I take back the love.
Amateur first responder.
Okay.
Right
okay. That's going to do it for your after guest. And again, happy birthday, lady.
Happy birthday,
you.
Betty.
Thank you, 25 and holding.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.